Hey, how you doing?
I am doing just fine, Major Reynolds. And how are you doing?
I need to hear a Texas accent.
Well, I've sure got one. Tell me about your background with Paris.
I grew up in Paris. Irish when I was one.
You moved here when you were one?
I went to Aiken Elementary, Crockett, Paris High, and Paris Junior College.
Okay. I saw on your information form that you graduated from Paris Junior College and then went on to East Texas.
North Texas.
No, oh, North Texas. Yeah, it does say North Texas. Sorry about that. Who were your parents?
Linda Reynolds.
Who now? Can you spell that? I'm not hearing you real good.
Okay. L-I-N-D-A.
Linda Reynolds. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Lives there.
Okay. And you have an older brother that's also in Iraq?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's his name?
Warm. E-O-R-M.
S-T-O-R-M. And he's the commanding officer for the 9th Engineering?
Executive officer.
Executive officer. Okay, I didn't know whether XO. Okay. What is his rank?
A promotable.
I don't know that Army term. Major promotable.
Yes, ma'am. That means he got to be...
Oh. How about you?
I've got a couple years still.
Okay.
He's 3 years ahead of me.
Okay. But y'all are in close enough proximity that you can have Sunday dinner together?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. So are you both stationed in Baghdad?
We are. There's two bases, but they're connected. So we meet every Sunday.
Okay, so he's at Camp Liberty, and where are you? Camp Victory? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What degree did you graduate from North Texas?
Bachelor's of Criminal Justice.
And what did you do when you first graduated?
A commission into the Army.
Okay. So you have been in the Army since 1995.
I'm an officer.
95.
Joined, National Guard out of high school.
Right. Did you do the National Guard here at Camp Maxey?
I did.
Okay. Right out of high school, you were in the National Guard, then you went to college and probably came back for the training.
That I was able to do the National Guard and ROTC at the same time.
The what now?
The S&P program, Simultaneous Membership Program.
Okay. It was at Camp Maxey. Oh, okay. And I see that you have three children, Kentry, Peyton, and Levi. And they're still in Fort Stewart, Georgia right now? Haven't seen them since when, January?
I was home in July.
Oh, okay.
Mid-tour leave, yes. Actually, we spent a week in Paris at my mom's.
Oh, wish I'd known that you were here. Okay. I guess you communicate. Do y'all do video conferencing?
No, email and telephone.
Okay. Still, it's hard for you to be away from a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old. All boys, right? Are they all boys?
No, boy, girl, boy.
Peyton's a girl? Well, okay. And I guess they're all in school there in Georgia.
There it is, my youngest.
Okay. Right. Tell me about what you are doing now.
I'm the division planner for the operations.
Okay.
Plus, the government structure, non-governmental organizations.
It's non-governmental?
Non-governmental organizations such as USAID.
USAID, what's that?
Center for International Development. It's provincial reconstruction teams.
Okay, because you're trying to improve the government's capacity to provide essential services to the local people?
Exactly.
Okay, and to improve economic conditions in the provinces of Iraq,
economic
right?
Economic conditions.
Okay. How successful do you think you're being?
very successful. I mean, we're dealing with the infrastructure that was neglect. It was a challenge, a lot of effort going into it.
A lot of effort going into it?
Yeah, man, and it's ongoing. And it's not just us. It's the local government, provincial government, all the way up to the government of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Investing in a lot of infrastructure.
Okay. And you serve as an advisor, I bet, to them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Advise and plan.
Okay. What are some of the things that you are most proud about since you've been there?
To see the changes, to see the local...
To see what now?
The local populace really start to take an active role, security, towns and their villages, and their government.
It's so different for them. Before, they were told everything to do, you know, and they were just beat down, so they were scared. And now then, they're getting their first taste of freedom, and I bet it's strange to them.
Something that we as, in my opinion, we as Americans, you know, we can't fathom.
We can't fathom what now?
We found freedoms. In my opinion, we take so much for granted. I don't realize until you see those who gets it.
Do they seem grateful for what we're doing?
To deal with, yes, ma'am.
I know we're meeting some resistance, but we're meeting resistance from some people that just really don't want to see Iraq be successful as a democracy.
Exactly. You're exactly right on that.
Okay.
And it's not a whole bunch. You know, there's and it's relatively few.
It's what now?
It's relatively a small number in comparison to...
It doesn't take a lot of people to plant an improvised explosive. Or to sneak up on, I mean, you know. Yeah.
But with what I've actually started pointing out to us, pointing out caches of weapons, of the ordnance, they're reporting where full staying. They're really started to take an active role in their security.
I guess at first, it's taken them so long to progress to this point. It's taken them so long to trust Americans, probably. And they're just coming around to that. And here's some of us over here, you know, in our country want us to get out of there.
But, you know, and people secure before they'll, I mean, they'll come forward. I mean, and still a lot of them are still taking their life in their own hands. But
they're
ready. They're tired. And their malice, they're now for nothing.
Yeah.
Callous,
because these insurgents, they hate America so much that they don't want, you know. I mean, this is their place that they're going to meet us, you know. And if it's not there, then they're going to come over here.
Well, they're not just attacking us. They're attacking innocent civilians. A lot about it.
They just want as much death and destruction to interrupt the progress in Iraq and to scare people from doing anything.
Right.
I mean, that's their whole game plan. But even with these attacks, you are seeing progress, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because a lot of the time from the mainstream media, we get, you know, the death count and the attacks, but we're not getting a lot of information about the progress that you're making.
And it's unfortunate. There is so much progress. That is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. And we in the media seem to always pick up on the spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
That sells papers. But what would you say to your mom back home and to your family about what keeps you motivated, what keeps you going?
Progress, and I believe in the mission, but...
What now? I didn't get the last sentence.
Yeah, I believe in why we're here, and I believe in the mission.
Yeah.
And it keeps me motivated, seeing the progress.
This is your first duty in Iraq, but you have been deployed many other places, Afghanistan, Ecuador, Colombia, El Salvador, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, right?
Quite a bit.
And I guess you have to leave your family in Georgia every time you go.
Or where my duty station is at the time, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because, I mean, they won't let you take family to any of these places, right?
No.
Okay.
No, all of those were unaccompanied.
So,
some of them were 4 months here, 8 months there. This is the longest deployment I've been on.
Okay. So the others were 4 months to 8 months. And what did you do in Afghanistan?
I was a team leader, civil affairs team. Whether it's village elders.
Worked with who now?
The local populace, the village elders.
Okay.
To humanitarian aid, water, there's for electricity.
Okay.
And some wells. We're in a very remote area of Afghanistan. Our job was to basically, unit that was on the ground, to call it developing the civil information.
Developing what?
This information picture. Well, locate villages in the surrounding area.
Okay.
Discuss needs and issues. Listen to see how we could address those needs and issues.
Okay. And that's basically what you're doing in Iraq too, isn't it?
Yes.
Because evidently you're a specialist in this area. Is there anything else that you would like to say to the people back home? And when do you expect to come back? I think I've got that on some here.
May of next year will be on to Texas on vacation, so Harris.
I guess this is always home, right?
Here's Texas is home.
Okay. You hope to retire here someday? You hope to retire here someday?
Potentially. Either there or a little more south. But
okay.
It depends on what I do to do when I grow up. Get another job after I retire.
When will you retire from the Army?
2012.
Oh, okay. So that's not too far off. But since your wife is from, she's from Southern Texas, isn't she? Sugar Land. Isn't that down?
Northeast Texas. Sugar Land is, ma'am, Sugar Land's right outside of Houston.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. Y'all call that East Texas, yeah. To me, that's south.
I've got her sold. She loves Paris area.
Okay.
She has family in Trenton.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe you won't have to go too far down where it's so humid. It's hot here. How hot is it in Iraq?
It hit 118.
We're not far behind you. It's like 103 and 104 here.
That's what Mama said.
Yeah. Is it the same kind of heat?
It's a dry heat.
Okay.
It's,
the dust is terrible, isn't it?
It's when the wind picks up, you'll get these.
No. I have a son-in-law that is working for Halliburton over there. He's been over there about on and off the last three or four years. He comes home every 3 or 4 months and then goes back. He says it's awfully dirty over there. Is there anything else you want to say about Paris, or what motivated you to be in the Army? You got out with a criminal justice degree. You could have gone into criminal justice.
I guess my goal was always to join.
Oh, okay.
In, it's just,
sir.
So once I got in, it fit.
You like it then? And I guess your family tolerates it?
My family is very supportive.
I'm sure they are very proud of you, as the rest of us are. I guess it's hard to read some of the newspapers and to know that there's so many in our country that want us to leave Iraq. What would you say to them?
Well, you know, right to form their own opinions and have their own opinions. You know, I just wish the bigger picture or to have the happen. a lot of them, it wouldn't change their opinion. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people just, it's a picture.
Our country has always been a leader, and we've always stood up for democracy. And we have fought in a lot of foreign lands, and a lot of Americans have died for the same reason that you are fighting today. And I don't see a difference in this war and World War II. It's just, you know, it's a harder war to fight because of the way it's not an army fighting an army. An army fighting, you know who you're fighting, right? Mm-hmm. No, it's hard. And it's going to take a long time.
And over quick.
Unfortunately, we want what now?
Unfortunately, Americans like quick results.
Americans like what?
It needs to be quick.
Yeah.
We're a fast food nation.
But this is something that's not going to be quick. But it is so important.
Definitely mark in progress.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to emphasize. A couple of weeks ago, I did a story on Holland Harper. He's with the engineering group, and he is an advisor to some of the oil pipeline. He works with a crew that keeps the oil coming into Baghdad.
Okay. Mom was telling me about the article.
Yeah.
He's out of 952nd there in Paris, right?
Well, no, they transferred him. He was a captain here. Then they transferred him to another unit, and he was sent to Iraq about the same time the 952nd was. But he's in another unit because they had moved him from here to another unit. But, they keep the pipelines going and the infrastructure can, you know, stay up.
Very important.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a target.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They get hit all the time. But that's his job. But he's home now, or is supposed to come home, like this week. His tour is over.
Great.
I know you will be looking forward to coming home and being with your family.
I will. No regrets.
But no regrets about serving your country, right?
No, ma'am. No, not one.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mary, thank you for what you're doing on your end also.
All right. Well, I enjoy it very much.